Hello, and welcome to the Death Penalty Information Center's podcast, examining the status of the death penalty in each of the states. In this podcast, we will briefly discuss the history of the death penalty in Rhode Island and some of the circumstances that led to its abolition. Of the 52 recorded executions in Rhode Island's history, only 7 were carried out after it gained statehood in 1790. The last execution in the state was in 1845. The prisoner, Johnny Gordon, was hanged for the murder of Amasa Sprague, a prominent mill owner and brother of Rhode Island's first governor, William Sprague. Following his sentencing, Gordon received the support of the state's labor movement, which was primarily made up of Irish and Italian immigrants. They viewed his trial as part of a struggle with the powerful industrialists represented by the Sprague family. Petitions were filed with the state government asking for clemency. On appeal, the state's General Assembly upheld the conviction in a 36-27 vote, and Governor James Fenner declined to grant Gordon relief. Recently discovered court documents demonstrate that the trial was full of anti-Irish and anti-immigrant prejudice. For example, the presiding judge instructed jurors to lend more credence to the testimony of native New England witnesses than to Irish witnesses. Gordon was granted a posthumous pardon in 2011 by Governor Lincoln Chaffee after the General Assembly passed legislation requesting the action. In 1852, after 7 years of discussion and debate regarding the merits of capital punishment, the Rhode Island General Assembly voted to abolish the death penalty. However, in 1872, the death penalty was reestablished for murder by a prisoner serving a life sentence. This law remained in place until 1972, when the U.S. Supreme Court decision in Furman v. Georgia overturned all state death penalty laws. Rhode Island then rewrote its death penalty statute to include a mandatory death sentence for murder committed while confined in a state penitentiary. However, the mandatory death sentence was declared unconstitutional by Rhode Island's Supreme Court in 1979, and in May 1984, the General Assembly removed capital punishment from the penal code. There have been some efforts to reinstate the death penalty in Rhode Island. In 1994, the House approved a death penalty bill, but the Senate did not act on it. Legislative committees have heard public testimony on a number of other reinstatement bills. Those opposing the death penalty, including religious organizations, have been well organized in resisting these efforts. In particular, Roman Catholic opposition has been influential in the state. In 2011, Governor Lincoln Chaffee created controversy when he refused to transfer a murder suspect, Jason Plo, to federal authorities because Plo would face the federal death penalty. Plo agreed to plead guilty to state murder and robbery charges in Rhode Island, where he would receive a sentence of life in prison without parole. Chaffee said that exposing Plo to a possible death sentence violated the state's long-standing abolition of the death penalty. In an op-ed piece for the Providence Journal, Chaffee said, "To voluntarily let Mr. Plo be exposed to the federal death penalty for a crime committed in Rhode Island would be an abdication of one of my core responsibilities as governor, defending and upholding the legitimate public policy choices made by the people of this state." Governor Chaffee's efforts to withhold transfer were rejected by the federal courts, and Plo was turned over to federal jurisdiction. However, he eventually was allowed to plead guilty and received a sentence of life without parole. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Death Penalty Information Center podcast. For more information, visit deathpenaltyinfo.org.